Gemara brings machlokes. We spoke about a little bit on a couple of days ago. Once again, the Gemara. I apachis my asara tefachim. Bechoykik bay la shlemoy la asara kamachoykik. Kamachoykik, kamishin tetzarachle. Elim. Mishkoi bechama. How much length do you go in? Rav Yosef amar bedalet, namely dalet tefachim. Abaye amar bearbamis. Now the Gemara says, Lema de Riami Rabbi Asi Kamiflege, Ditmar, Mavoy Shinifrats, Mitzidoi Klapi Roishoi, Itmar Mishmed Rabbi Ami Rabbi Asi, Imye Shampas Dalit, Matir Bepirza, Ad Es, Vimlav, Hochis Mishloisha, Matir, Shloisha no Matir, Rabbi Yosef Isleid Rabbi Ami, Labai Leisleid Rabbi Ami. So in the Havamin of the Gemara thinks that this pass of Dalit is totally in the Shir Mavi. So, Rav Yosef holds like Rav Amir Basi, therefore he has a Shir of Dalid Tfachim. Abaye does not hold that way. He has a larger Shir, Dalid Amis. So the Gemara says, no, doesn't have to be that way. Amar lach Abaye, ha'asam seif mavoi, ha'achat chiles mavoi. Ik arbamis in, I loy loy. So Abaye says, it doesn't have to be that way. The Machlekes could be a different one. It could has to do with whether we are handling tchilas mavui or seif mavui. Now, the idea of tchilas mavui, seif mavui, is not a foreign idea. We find kama halachas like this in various places. For example, in Hilchos Tzitzis, the din is when you to be makshir your tzitzis, you need that pashtus, that the deal, the air, the string, should be as long as the area of the kesher, at least as long. But b'di'eved, if they break, they split, so there's a din k'dayanivah. Your tzitzis retain their hechsher as long as there is enough string left over k'dayanivah to make a bow. Right? Chayodim says it has to be enough to wrap around your finger. In other words, we find the musik of something that is, a shear that is necessary to be machshir, and then a shear that says that b'di'eved, as long as I have this and this amount left, it retains its texture. There's a concept like that, as I recall, in the sugya in Sukkah. Sukkah talks about when you have your igud of the to do for doing zrika. There's a shear of how long they have to be. B'di'eved, as long as there's some little bit left over, that's also kosher. The concept exists. So the pashtus here, Abaye is telling me something like that too. That to create a mavoi, to give a heksher mavoi, there's a shear. But if the mavoi exists and we're just being misakin an already existing mavoi, then this shear is all that's necessary in order to maintain that shear, that heksher mavoi. We'll see in a moment, we'll get a little further, we'll see exactly what's being maneuvered. But that's the idea. The idea of tchilas mavoi, seif mavoi, that's the concept. When to create a mavoi, to create the etzem heksher mavoi, sounds like I need a full shear mavoi. And on that we have a machlekes, Rav Yosef and Abaye, whether it's dalat tefachim or dalat amos. Talk about that in Yitzushim soon. But bedieved, if I already have an existing mavoi, then there are different shearim. If different shearim to maintain that heksher mavoi, that's the machlekes of whether we say tefach or dalat tefachim. Adka. Rashi says a few things in explaining the idea of this idea of pasdalet that the brisa or the maimra introduces. It's a maimra, it's not a brisa. Rashi says, im yesham pasdalet, im nishtayr min ha-kaisa, oy osa pasdalet mokum apirtza somach la-kaira. If there is something left of the kaisa, or lechadchila, he creates a new pasdalet, then the halacha is matir pirtzi. Then if all I have is a pirtza less than gimel, afogav shinishtayr shama daim pirtzad eser, dechevan sheish hechsher oirech mavui min a kairan a pirtza, lebotel leteres pesach mikama. If I have a sheer dalid tvachim, then Rashi explains that the initial pesach retains its din. The pirtza, the initial pirtza of the kaira, here it's a Pesach, it's the entrance to the Mavui. That entrance to the Mavui retains its din, and this is the Kaira for the Mavui. But Rashi explains a little bit later that if the Piritz is larger, This is later in Divrei HaMaskil Matir. Rashi says, Tikun Amovi Yasamovi Shrei Kilova Domi Vein Kan Piritza Vima Piritza Gimel Einu Matir. Why? Dechevan Dimimatin Bnei Movi Behiluchon Umekatsrin Es Darkon Derech Oysa Piritza Hashina Dimashavki Pischa Rabo Ve'ayle Venafki Behi Piritza Uvotale Pischa Kama Uvotla Kaira Didei. Rashi says, if the Piritza is larger, Rashi's Lashon is Cheshinon, but it sounds like this becomes the new entrance to the Mavui. People cease using the original entrance to the Mavui, and now, therefore, this is Voltal Din Kaira, and therefore we have a Psul. Taisvis, in Divrei HaMaskil, says, Saif Mavui Hachinah, we perish. Kevin Shalei Nifsilo, Shinishtair Shem Pas Dala De Mavui Kosher. In a yotze b'teres hechsher et sheyivchoi shle yishar yisham dalet. Ela tchilas mavui, dahayinu shle nishtar yisham pas dalet, shen tzorech lazis le hechsher, tzorech dalet amas. V'chein mashmina lishna de kamar em yesham pas dalet, michlal de v'nishtar yisham pas dalet mairi, upirish rashi ein nira. Tosfos doesn't tell us exactly what the pirish rashi ein nira is. But it sounds like Tosfos is addressing what Rashi said in Divrei HaMaskil. Which one was it? Im Yeshia, where is it? Im Yesham Pas Dalet. What Rashi seemed to say there was that even if the Pas Dalet doesn't remain, but Im Nishtair Mina, because there's something left, that is sufficient, says Rashi, to generate a din that I maintain the hechsher of the kaira, and therefore it is kosher.
Can I disagree about what's the diuk for Rashi?
Yeah, you have a different diuk?
I think this Rashi is not a diuk, but diuk's from Rashi later on.
Which one?
Rashi, you're a match of the soif mode.
Oh,
Rashi says the lemehadar is the shadi mode, which we make the mode.
You think that that's where he's made medayik in?
From the Rashi, Rebbe Bra, he's talking to Hava, you know, where we're talking about a full shadi. We're not talking about so far.
So what are the two things? In Ishtar Mina Kaisel or Osa Pas Dalet?
Right, because they both work, but it's partial that they work. So if you're doing a full shear mother, how do you work? It's a full shear.
What if the wall came down, nothing's left, and I replaced the Pas Dalet?
Yeah, I did a full shear mother, that's a problem. The whole issue is when you have a safe mother, that's when I have this chiddush that's where Rashi's chiddush is, that this is disagreeing with. That safe mother has to be.
So are you saying Tosfos agrees with what he says in Yesham Pas Dalet? According to
that's what I'm saying. It's the Havim. Which Rashi could you use? The Rashi in the Havim is not a Rashi.
Why?
If I do Dalet Amos, there's an Havim right?
A Libet Emes. I know you're saying Havim and Maskon. Libet Emes. According to Tosfos, the walls come down, and I replace a Pas Dalet. There's no Pas Dalet. I put up a Pas Dalet. Do I only need the kaira will work? I don't have. It has a din of safe mavui, tefillas mavui.
I agree. That's the argument. Isn't that
this case? If the kaira is left, or if I replace it, vice versa, if it fell down. So why doesn't that prove? Why isn't that actually proof?
This is talking the havamim. It's not a proof. In the havamim, we're not talking about safe mavui. We're talking about creating a full mavui with a full shear of mavui.
I mean, we weren't talking about the nafgamina versus safe or tefillas.
Right.
I have to think about it. I hear what you're saying. I have to think about it. I don't know. I just assume that was the deal. He seems to be suggesting in the Havamir we weren't being messiahic to this whole issue of Seif and Tchila. Say, well, I'm making a movie. What's the difference when they put it up first or it's there already? Now we're messiahic to the difference. Now the machlek now comes back. So in other words, the diyuk to prove Rashi Shita wouldn't be from there. Would have to be to see that Rashi reinforces what he said earlier. And he wants to say in Seif Mavui, Dimli Hadili Shavi Mavui. Very, very subtle deal later. Tasis, but I hear. In any case, what we see in Tasis is there is some machloikas here between Rashi and Tasis. Tasis is disagreeing with Rashi. Tasis seems to understand that the concept of Tchilas Mavui was all based on there being a Mivne of a Mavui, a structure of a Mavui. If the structure of the Mavui disappears, Tosfos understands that there is no longer a mavui here, and the dinim of tchilas mavui come back. As long as I have a mivne mavui, it is still can be meduber the din of seif mavui. But if there is no mivne mavui, you're building a mavui mehaschala, that retains a din of tchilas. That gets a din of tchilas mavui. Rashi looks like Rashi is saying that kolzman that there is a shem mavui. We'll get to what that means in a moment. Can exist a shem mavui independent of a mivne mavui. Why? Let me show you Ritva. Let's understand what he's saying. The Ritva asks Akasha. Ritva brings our sugya, and he explains the case where the pas is and dalet is missing. In fact, there have a kashuli. The tapekle devayinim kara al gabe. The word mavui here is missing. Al gabe mavui. The lekav kevin she'ein hakaisel samach lekara kashir hechshem mavui. Vim kena filo leshavke b'nei mavui piska de mavui v'ayli de nafki be. In Kanteris Kaira. Says the Kaira has to be on the Pesach of the Mavui. If there's no Pas Dalid, then there's no Pesach of the Mavui. The Kaira is not anywhere. You have no Kaira. So he says an interesting teretz. Yesh Leimar. Dechevan Deseif Mavui. Meaning, either Havu Aile Venafki Ba Kidimikar B'nei Mavui, Mekayme Hechshere Didei B'Tashmisham, Vilei Midftol Teres Kaira Mina. Aval hash dika tarti ligriuso miftol tyres karamino ken lir ken nearly lifi rashi vhua nochain. What are the tarti ligriuso? What does he mean there's tarti ligriuso over here? So it looks to me like he's saying there's two chidushim, two points. And this is crucial, I think, to understanding Rashi. Number one, in order to have a din mavui, to have a din seif mavui, Ritva's suggesting that I can have a mivne of a mavui, the structure of a mavui. If I have a structure of a mavui, it's there. This is already an existing mavui. The dinim of seif mavui are the halachas that will apply, not tchilas mavui. Now the Ritva suggests something else, that if they continue to use it, the tashmish of the mavui is maintained. The tashmish of the Pesach is maintained. Even though the structure of the mavui isn't there, but the tashmish as a Pesach is maintained, that will be sufficient to maintain the shem mavui, and therefore the dinim of seif mavui will still apply. The shtamshus of the mavui is what's maintaining that din. Therefore, the Ritva is explaining the following. If I have a shir pas dalid left over, then by definition the kaira is giving. Kaira still has a Shem Pesach. Why? Because it's a Pesach to a Mokom that has a Shir Mavui. How do you get into the Mokom of the Shir Mavui? Through the Pesach. So the structure of the Mavui, of the structure of the Mavui is maintaining that the Kaira is still called a Pesach to the Mavui. Now this is not an independent structure. It's still part of a greater Mavui. We'll get to that soon. So this is still a Pesach to the Mavui. The Kaira is intact. This is a case of safe Mavui. The Ritva, and he's saying it in Rashi, is saying another chiddush, that even if the kaira, the shir was not maintained, I don't have a shir mavui, but if this continues to be the way people enter, the tashmish, the shimush of the Pesach, maintains the shem mavui to the mokum, the shem Pesach mavui to the mokum. And therefore, it still has a shem mavui, and therefore the dinim of seif mavui will continue to apply. The shimush of the makom from the Ritva seems to be what maintains the shem mavui to the makom. No, if they would cease using it, and that's what happens, that's what Rashi is addressing when the pirtz becomes three to more than three. Rashi says, if this is the way people enter, it's a shortcut, and the shortcut becomes the way everybody goes in, nobody's using that anymore, then it no longer has a structure of mavui, it no longer has shimush mavui, that's the tarti ligriyusa. That's why that Shem Pesach is bottle, the new Pesach is now the pirtza, this kaira is kemanda lesa, and to create it, to make that into a kaira as the Pesach of the mavui, it has dinim now of tchilas mavui, and all kinds of new halachas will apply. What about Mikra? I'm talking about to maintain the safe mobile. That's correct. You had to have a structure money to begin with. Retaining. No, then you have to build it. And you have to build it. Now, with this, I want to make a ha'ara on something I saw in the Goyin Yaakov. And we have a Goyin Yaakov. Just a moment. Thank you. I'm sorry. The Goyin Yaakov. Yaakov says like this: L'Rashi, Damar Afilu Oisa Pas Dalad Shari, V'Chein Amar Harashba, Nishur Sham Pas Pochis Mi Dalad V'Apiritz Shloisha, Ein Loi Takana Ad Shiyamai Disappiritz Mi Shloisha, Oishiyami Disappiritz Ad Dalad Tvach. In other words, you can replace it. Zokter Uladidhu Mavui Shaya Gavoya Yud Tvachim, V'Nismala Ofar. Let's say you had a mavoi where the walls came down, or it got filled with dirt, the shear is not there. So he says, if the walls came down, or it got filled with dirt, Abai is moide that there still is a shame mavui here, and the dinim of seif mavui applied, not the dinim of tchilas mavui. So I will now add, say, a caveat into what he's saying. I don't know, he's not clear, but I want to add something. Is the idea of the shame mavui, the Goyin Yaakov seems to understand that as long as my plan is to rebuild this, my plan is to continue to use it as a mavui, even though at the time being it's just not a mavui. It doesn't have the walls. It may not even be used as much. It's filled with dirt. But since my plan is to rebuild it, that's enough to maintain the shem mavui. From Rashi, it may not be mukhrach. It sounds like from Rashi that there at least has to be the shtamshus of the mavui is being maintained to maintain the shem mavui. If this area, and if that's what he's talking about, is when it all got filled in with dirt, and I'm still using it as a mavui, and we're in the middle of shiputzim, but we're still continuing to use it, that's one thing. But it sounds like from Rashi that the continued usage is what is maintaining the shame mavui. The simple fact that it was once a mavui, and it's a chorva now, but even if there's a plan to redeem it, that's not going to be enough to maintain a shame mavui. It could be from Rashi that there's a need for a constant hishtamshus. What's the just the way he says it, he doesn't talk about anything else. He's talking about the fact that whether the continue to use it as an entrance or don't use it as an entrance. I don't know that Rashi Shita is, look, this was once a mavui, always a mavui. I don't know that he's holding like that. You know, you find Megillah, you know, when you have a base kedesis that it becomes a churva, so it maintains its kedusha. I don't know if this is a kedusha's mavui here. A mavui is because you use it as a mavui. If something is charev as a mavui, and okay, we're planning on rebuilding it. Or even if we have no plans, he's like, maybe we have no plan, now we decide one day, hey, this is a great mavui, let's rebuild it. Is that a safe mavui? I don't know. And it's once a mavui, but the fact no one used it as a mavui for a period of time, maybe mevatel that. You're building a mavui mechadash. I don't know that the shame mavui is maintained. Sounds like from him, the shame mavui is still there. I don't know. And it's not mukhruk to me, but it could be. I don't say no, but I don't have a raya from Rashi in that direction. So those are two key shitas we have in our sugya. Tosfos seems to understand that a mavui, the din of tchilas mavui, will be in effect kol zman, that there is no structure of mavui, no mivne mavui. According to Rashi, as long as, the way I'm saying it now, there is hishtamshus mavui, that will maintain a shem mavui and retain the dinim of seif mavui. There is a third opinion in our sugya, and that we see in the Chidushei Hamiir, because he adds a few words, and he says, Mikan Lomdu, he goes through the sugya, Shim Nifratz Koidem Hanoches Koira. She's Tsarek, she's tired, Dalaramis. He says, if the walls break and come down before the mavui was put up, before the kair was put up, then you have to have dalet amos. Mashma from the Meiri, it's not only enough that I have the mivne of the mavui, but I need a mavui mesukin. I need a mavui that already has a kaira up. When I have the kaira up, then you can say if the wall falls down, as long as the mivne is maintained, it has a din of safe mavui. But if the kaira was never put up, and then there was pirtzes, from the Meiri is saying that that already has a din tchilas mavui. You're making a kaira mechadosh. You're starting the whole thing from scratch. So the Meiri is saying a chidush, that it's not just to have a mivne mavui, but a mivne mavui mesukan, a mavui that's finished, a mavui that has the heter of carrying. That is the din of when you have a din of tchilas mavui. So we have effectively three shitas in our sukkah. Only Meiri. The third sheet. They only talked about the structure of the mavui existed. What if I had the structure, and I'm about to put up the kaira, and then I had an earthquake?
Same, but there's no chos mavui yet.
Well, it has a hechsher that the kaira will be matir. It has the din mavui is there.
So you're saying there's no din there that you're breaking or creating.
Taisa didn't talk about it. The Meiri is saying that Mashbi is saying it's only once I have the heter mavui. The whole heter is the safe mavui is that I have already the whole heter mavui. The heter tiltu, everything is there. If that heter isn't already in place, then that's a din of tilus mavui already. Okay. Those are three opinions that we have in terms of safe mavui and tilus mavui. Now, doesn't talk about it. I think it sounds like from him, he's like the most machri. It sounds like he needs the pas dalet also. He didn't see otherwise. Sounds like he needed the pas dalet as well, and he's saying the pas dalet only helped me if the kaira was there. Taisa didn't talk about that, and I would agree with Reb Simcha Zisa on the bottom here that Taisa didn't say it. So the assumption is Taisa argues. Taisa is saying that once I have a mavui huksher, I'm using huksher for the din kaira. Mavui he wants that there's the heter mavui is all there with the kaira as well. All right. Now on to the sheet from 2 days before. In the Riaz, when he discusses our sugya, he says very innocently, "Hoyisa kaira nemucha, achle hoya cholol shemina kaira v'atakarka mavui asar tefachim, hareza kiluena." Now, in simple pshat in the Riaz, the only thing that's meduber here is a short kaira. There is nothing in this Riaz to indicate anything with the other walls of the mavui. Now, when I looked in some achronim, in Erevin, they mention this Riaz, and they mention him like some kind of a das yochid. New shita, brand new shita. We didn't see, so I never saw such a thing. Oh, you're saying Rashi. Okay, hold on. The Ritva put, you did see that the Ritva put Rashi together with him.
Yeah, the Ritva comes from a different gear
side. Does he? I didn't know that. Where, how do you know that? How do you know that? Does he? I didn't have that. The Ritva's quote a Rashi with a Lashon Rabbim?
Yeah.
Where?
The top of Rabbim Pius.
Changed quotes Rashi differently.
I'm off with
him. Nika Defanis. I mean, he says Defanis. It's not an exact quote of Rashi. I hear.
The whole thing is not a quote of Rashi.
I hear. Look. The I agree with you. And as I saw the Riaz, and then they put together the Riaz, the Or Zeruah, these are like a new, brand new dot. Ledaiti, it's a gamut of Rishonim. Yossi, I know you don't like when I give you all those Rishonim. I gave you two, I could have given you five. It's in the Rambam expresses it that way. The Rambam writes, Mavushe gav gavoy minaretz ad karkoyis kaira esrim ama. Haya gavoy pochis measara. In other words, it's talking all along about the kaira. There's no meduber anything about the walls of the mavui. Not in the Torah, not in Shulchan Aruch. In other words, the Ritva looks to me like the lone wolf in the sugya. The other Rishonim have all learned, but Pei Echad seem to be learning that this is all Meduber with a short Kaira. And that's the case. So the Riaz is not an unusual Shita. It looks to me like that is the Shita of the Rov Rishonim here. The Ritva was Mechadesh something. The Ritva was Mechadesh that the walls of the whole Mavi came down. But from most of the Rishonim and the basic Rishonim, we're talking about one case where we have a short Kaira, and here's where there's a Machlaikis, whether or not the case of Machlaikis, Maskana, Tchilas Mavi, Seif Mavi, this is the case of Seif Mavi.
What did the Achronim say that Israel is the Yechido? Why did they say it?
Why did the Achronim say it? You have to ask them.
No, I'm saying, what was the reason?
I don't know. And as when I sat after you, if you read the Ritva, you say, okay, this is the case. But then, and the Ritva said it was Rashi Shita. Oh, yeah. But as Yossi pointed out, Rashi, he's saying he had a different girsa. Either that or else he wasn't oimed on this point. He just held it was Davar Poshet. But you are correct. Demash Vilei Daifin, Rashi talks about a singular Lashon. It's a Lashon Yachid. It's Mash, but this is the case.
I have to be anatomical. Huh? I have to be anatomical. So in the Ritva,
Bon, so let's say. I have to raise everything. I have to raise the funnest. You mean what's the case? I can draw it for you. You know, it comes down a little. The wall goes this, and it goes like this. Or the halacha is that it can be in the middle. It does not have to be directly on top. I can't say all the Rishonim hold this way, but the riyas were brought again and again and again. Rashi's lashon and basin of Yashpil. The Achrona bring this Keseder, that the assumption that you may, it's like Kaira is not a Tzuras of Pesach. Kaira is a Kaira. And it is not necessary that it be on top of the wall. It can even be in the middle of the wall, and it's in all the place can talk about it.
Yeah. No, asking that for Ritva and the Miri just around. Is it the whole concern of this case has died because it's not allowed to find it?
Is they mean that Dafka, or is that they just talking about the fact that there was no other place? I think there's something the Shear that the finances were low and therefore the Kaira is down.
It doesn't have to be on the Dafim, why should it have to be on the
Shear? It has to be connected to the Dafim.
It has to be on the Dafim, which is.
If the Dafim was short, obviously the Kaira is low. Yeah, I don't think he meant Al-Gabe versus Betoch, you know, touching the Kaira. I don't think that's what he meant. I didn't read it that way. That wasn't the Kuda here. But you are right. In other words, I can create a case where the walls are complete, and somehow at the end, either the wall, you know, takes a, you know, something like that, or just the Kaira's in the middle. But it begs the question, so what's this got to do with Seif Mavui? You're calling it Seif Mavui. It's just a Pesach. Why is this called Seif Mavui? It's not a Seif Mavui at all. Mavui's good. Mavui's complete. The Goyin Yaakov is Ad Kedei Kach Oimed on this. Oimed on this Machlokes, and he says a big Nafkamina. He wants to say, according to the Ritva, if the walls would be complete, and all that was, the only issue was that the Kaira was short, so that has a din of Seif Mavli. According to the other Rishonim, they're learning this as a din Tchilas Mavli, you need a Chakak of Dalamas. He says, according to the Ritva, would be unnecessary. So the Ritva is good. In Svara, in Lumbus, I understand. And as the idea was that if I have a completed Mavi, a Mavi Roy Lehechsher, the only problem is my Kaira isn't high enough. So this is an existing Mavi. I'm being Machshir a Mavi. This should be a classic Din of Seif Mavi. According to the others, how are they learning? What's this got to do with a Mavi? It has to do with a Pesach. So I just want to bring out just one point. The Lashon Mavui, it's not foreign to be Miyachis, the idea of Mavui, as meaning one of two things. Either it refers to the basic structure of the Mavui, or it refers to that crucial aspect of the Mavui, which is the differentiation between a Mavui versus a simple Rishus, which is the Pesach and the Kaira. That is also termed a Mavui as well. And when I started to look, I found numerous examples of this. For example, the Meiri says, he's going on the Lashon of Mishnah. It says, Mavui, we spoke about it at the beginning. Mavui shugavoy lamalam esri mama, zuk the Ritva, zuk the Meiri, I'm sorry. Vilifamim hu kairei chelkei amavui, v'tikunav b'lashon mavui. Sometimes the Lashon Mavui is used on Chalokim of the Mavui. You find Rashi back on Gimel Amud Beis, when Rashi is referring to the Kaira, Rashi and Gimel Amud Beis. Divrei Hamaschil. HaKamash Malan. Just a second. I found the Rashi before. Rashi says, the chem lebatim bo la soise nomuch manicha misvas asara tvachim ulamalo divapochis me asara lehavi mavui. Now he doesn't mean over here that the mavui is not a mavui, but he means it's a concern of the Pesach of the mavui.
Why can't he mean that? He put the kerit too low, he cut off the mavui.
So that's it. So, but you see that the Pesach of the mavui is also, it's a crucial part of the mavui. Why? He means the whole, so the whole mavui is puzzle. That's what he means. Pachis me'asara, it's over the height. But the height only on the edge. He doesn't mean the whole thing.
So you don't have the mavui.
He's talking about the whole, all the walls are just the kaira.
Just the
kaira.
But on the entrance, you don't have that halal mavui.
So. You mean it has exactly the shear and I'm missing part of the shear?
No, the piece. Pesach has to be part of the Mavui. The Kair is on the Mavui. The
Kair
is on the edge of the Mavui.
Okay.
You put your
Kair
too low,
but
you cut off part of
the edge of the
Mavui.
But he's calling the Pesach
HaMavui
the Mavui.
No, the Chalah
HaMavui. It's not the whole Chalah, he's talking about the Pachas Masarli having Mavui. He's talking about the Kaira. Okay. And I hate to bring Raya Smachrona, but I even found that Losh in the Shulchan Aruch, in the Shulchan Aruch Harav. He's also referring to the Kaira, and he says, "Ein boyasara, ein sham mavui, ein shem mavui alav." The Kaira tzricha liyais al gabi mavui. He says, "Ein shem mavui alav is mashmah that the whole shem mavui is gebait on the Kaira. If there's something wrong with the Kaira, there's something wrong with a basic aspect of the mavui. So it looks to me like these Rishonim have learned, and this is a tentative shot. You don't like this, Yossi. I see he doesn't like. Okay, all right. I say it's tentative. It's going to change a little, but at least." There is this svara I do see, that since the kaira is a crucial aspect of the mavui, in spite of the fact the basic mivna of the mavui exists, but if the kaira is built incorrectly, the kaira itself can be a chesaron in mavui. If the kaira is built incorrectly, it also can have dinim tchilas mavui. And that is the chiddush of the Riyaz. The Riyaz of all these Rishonim are learning keseder, that when the kaira was lechetchila built incorrectly, it can have a din of tchilas mavui and can have an requirement of having dalid amis and dalid tvachim. So far, so good? Okay, let's go on. The ritva is going to hold mavui means the whole mavui. If you have, I'm agreeing with the Gaon Yaakov. I think he's probably right. The Gaon Yaakov says that if the mavui was constructed correctly and the only issue is the height of the kaira, then the ritva would say you do not need a chakaka of dalid tvachim or dalid amis. Markedisli. It is necessary only to just go. I guess I need a tefach. I guess.
What's that? The kudus machlokes is that?
Well, as things stand now, it sounds like does the mavui refer to the structure, the entire structure of the mavui, or does it refer to an aspect of the mavui? These are dinim of tchilas and seif mavui, which Chazal seem to be misaking. Like I said before, you have in tzitzis, you have this kind of thing that if things have to be done right, b'diavad they're kosher. Is that the Yevid quality talking about a Mavui as a whole, or it's talking about an aspect of the Mavui, and specifically, for the time being, referring to the Pesach of the Mavui itself. Now, this is tentative. We may change and tweak this a little bit as we go. We're going to see how this plays itself out in other aspects of the Sukkah.
What's Saif Mavui in the Riyaz?
Saif Mavui would be a case of where the Mavui exists, but it exists in a corrupt. The Pesach exists, but exists in a corrupt fashion. For example, it was too high, and I needed a. The problem was Hecker. The Kara was essentially structured correctly in terms of Hilchis Mavui, but there's another halacha of Hecker. It sounds to be like a side din. That sounds like a din of Seif Mavui. Yeah, but it's not a chesaron in the Mavui itself. It's a chesaron in like a Tanai. The chiluk is one. It seems to be a problem in the. It's in structure.
Right. I'm saying why is one a structural problem? One is a.
Just because it's mavui, it's fine. It's just this corruption in the hecker. the mavui is it is the kaira was built in this as a mavui should be built. It has a kaira on top of the walls. It has all structurally. It's there. Just there's another nakud in mavui that needs hekker, and that hekker seems to be as long as you're correcting a hekker issue, that has the din of safe mavui. All right, now on to another point in this sugya. The Ritva says Im timer. Imishim hechsher oirech mavui boy dalat fachim. Hechi sagi le shehe mishchoi dalat fachim. The rochmoy lecholapoch is dalat fachim kishir rishusa yochi. The gam shein pesach bepoch is mi dalat fachim. Vim kain ye orke kerochmoy. The Kaimelan shein nitter belechi vekara elamovi shorkoi yoiser al rochbay kid the isa lakaman besamuk. Vekdera kashan Rav Yosef. If the length of the mavui is going to be dalet tvach, and the assumption is that a pesach, Rashi says this clearly in our sugi too, by the way, the Rambam may be choylek, but Rashi also says in the whole mesechta, ein pesach pachois midalet. So the assumption then is you're going to have a 4x4 mavui. That would seem to be a problem because the Masechta introduces to us a rule that you can't have orkoi kerochboi in a mavui. If you have orkoi kerochboi in a mavui, it has dine chotzer. When you have dine chotzer, it won't work kaira and lechi, the two lechis, etc., all the dinim of chotzer. So, frek the Ritva, how is this going to work? Assuming the mavui has the minimum shear of a pesach of dalit, and the length is also dalit tvachim, it's 4x4. It's not yeser, it's not orkoi yeser al rochboi, it's orkoi kerochboi. It's a problem. V'yesh leimar, d'shar mavui afal pi shehu namuch, nichnas hu b'shiurai. Zok der, that this dalit tvachim that I've made doesn't exist in a vacuum. It's part of a larger mavui. I just made a chakak into the mavui. But the whole mavui, which goes further back, I assume it can be 100 yards, that's all part of the shear. So zikr, this is rochba yesa rochba. Then he says, v'chiamrinin b'movui da'alma b'arbo, haynu dalet tvachim sheikhikois sheheim dalru mashu. How do you read this Ritva? Is he saying the shear of Rav Yosef is really dalet u'mashu? And if he's not, what's he being meisif at the end? What's he saying? So he's saying, I think, you know, the other Rishonim say this idea. Taisus also says it as well. Taisus says when Rav Yosef said dalet, he can't mean dalet, he means dalet u'mashu. So, is Rav Yosef really, was his shear really dalet u'mashu? And if it was, so what's the Ritva's first answer over here? So, I think what he's saying is like this. His first answer is, the Ritva, is if you in fact did dalet tvachim, this is kosher. Because I have orkoi yeser al rochboi. If you didn't, if you're building a mavui mechadash, then says the Ritva, in fact, in theory, all I really need is dalet tvachim. Dalet tvachim is the sheer mavui. But there's another din in mavui. A din, not just mitzad the sheer, mitzad the tzura. A mavui, besides sheer, has a tzura. Part of the Hilchos Tzuras Mavui is that the Orchai has to be Yes Al Rochboi. Therefore, by definition, you can never have a Mavui of Dalet Tvachim, not because the Shir isn't Dalet Tvachim, But because the halachas of Tzuras Mavui require that it's going to have to be a little bit larger, just in order to have the proper Tzuras Mavui. So this Ritva is telling me that there are really here two dinim. There's a din mitzad shir. Shir Mavui, a libeder of Yosef, is a shir of Dalet Tvachim. A libeder Abaye, it's a shir of Dalet Amos. But there's another din of Tzuras Mavui. And the din of Tzuras Mavui is mechayiv, that even though the technical shir is Dalet, if you want to have a Mavui that's the minimum shir, it's always going to have to be a mashimura midin Tzura. But in making the chakak, it's sufficient to make a shir Dalet Tvachim. Why? Because the Tzuras Mavui will be maintained. Why? Because this is mitzdarv to the larger Mavui as a whole. Since it's mitzdarv to the larger Mavui, and remember as we spoke about last time, we have that, we have the Chayri Rishus HaYochid, the Heter Tiltul expands throughout the entire Mavui, so there is a Tzuras Mavui here, then the Chakak of Dalet Tvachim can be done in its limited form, and it'll be Yitzi. Okay, I'm out of time. Yitzi Hashem tomorrow, maybe wait till Thursday. Wait, there's a lot of things here. What's today? Tuesday's? What's today? Monday?
Monday.
Wednesday. Mitzvah. Okay, we'll take another day. I think we'll wait another day. We'll expand this and we'll put together the entire sugya. You'll see how all this is going to have an effect. It isn't. In this case, it isn't because they're separate dinim and the Ritva is showing you. That's what the Ritva is saying. There's a case where there can be a split. Okay.
Sorry, I was thinking American, but it's weird. Usually, yeah. A shir is usually
Magyar, sometimes Tzura. I see. In this case, it's doing the opposite. Whereas they are separate halakhas, and the Ritva is telling you sometimes they can play themselves out. I can play myself out with a minimum shir, Mavui, and still have a Tzuras Mavui because the Heter Tiltul is included in the Tzuras Mavui, and therefore I have a yes or no rock.
There is a Mavui there. I
have
to have a
Tzuras
of the
Mavui. That's one of the halakhas. If I don't have this Tzura, it doesn't get into the Mavui. It's
different. It's different.
You mean it's performing the function of a Mavui? I guess so. You could say that. Yeah, you could say that. I mean, there's a Rashba way. I didn't give it to you, but it's important. The Rashba explains that the reason why you need that is because the Tzura of Mavui is like this because it's a Mavui is by definition a walkway. So it's sure it ought to be like that. The orkva is yes aruch, but we'll see mitzisha. What? In Avodas Hakodesh, you didn't see it. It's chuvos, chuvos rashi. Maybe I'll give that tomorrow. Remember? That what? What was it? That's the same idea. It's all the Rashi. That's what he said.